Can you tell me a little bit about your organization then?
Sure. We were established to provide opportunities for veterans in the arts. So for those men and women who have served in the military and get out and decide that they would like to do something in the arts, theater, fine art, photography, film, documentary making, whatever it is, we're here to support them, provide them opportunities.
It's when veterans are coming back, you'd think that the first thing on their mind might be to find a job or get housing. So where does art fit into a veteran's plan when they get back?
Well, the first thing on our mind is to make sure that veterans keep their feet on the ground, no matter what their goals are. So our first objective is to make sure that they have a job and that they have housing and that they're squared away with their veterans benefits, which they've earned. And then the arts provide both catharsis from their military experience, or there may be things that they want to embrace. But we're here to help them no matter what their goals are in the arts.
So can you give me some examples then of what is available to them? Are they participating in local plays?
Sure. I mean,
what are the outlets for them?
Sure. We're located in Culver City, and we're in an AMVETS post. So we have a theater space here to provide opportunities for rehearsals, workshops, and a place for performing artists to put up their shows or their plays, or at least work on them. The space can also, because it's multi-purpose or multi-use, has also served as a gallery. So we were able to launch our photography exhibit called Debriefing, which is now at the Vietnam Veterans Art Museum in Chicago, and will come back to Southern California here in December.
What were some of the things that they were taking pictures of in that?
Well, these debriefing started as an idea from Vietnam era veterans who had returned to Vietnam and had taken photographs. So they had photographs of their original time during the war, Vietnam War, in Vietnam, and then they returned and took photos afterwards. So this was an excellent example of using art to transition back to civilian life. And debriefing, in a sense, is cathartic. That's where the term comes from. So we turn that military term around to an artistic term.
What do you mean? Can you fill me in there? How does cathartic have a military background?
Well, oftentimes it's difficult to let go of one's military experience, especially if a veteran has served in war. So the catharsis is kind of a letting go of that military experience and finding a useful outlet for one's energies, let's say. And photography or fine art or even the performing arts all provide that, and that's what we're here to do.
So what about people that may be from a community like in South LA where they may not have had the same exposure to the arts at a young age, or they may have more pressing concerns with foreclosures and facing the mortgage crisis now?
Sure. Yeah, that's a real concern for us. We find oftentimes that veterans enlisted in the military, so they would have opportunities, but they may have come from a socioeconomic background where they didn't have opportunities in the arts, for example. So if they have something that an endeavor they want to engage in, they may not feel or have the confidence that they have that background. And again, our objective is to make sure that they have a job, a roof over their head first, so that we can provide the foundation for them to pursue their artistic goals.
Any standout success stories recently?
Sure. I had mentioned Debriefing, which was our first real big show, and having that go to Chicago and now come back to Los Angeles, and hopefully we'll be able to expand that to include veterans from Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom as well. But last year we had a Shakespeare program here in West Los Angeles, and we developed the program at an older venue which had been unused in West Los Angeles with the help of the West Los Angeles Neighborhood Council and City Councilman Bill Rosendahl, who himself is a veteran of the Vietnam era. We were able to involve 11 veterans in the program, not only actors, but people who had done set design, directors, producers, even a fine artist who developed our our logo for the program. So that was a huge success. We were also able to get a grant for a young Air Force veteran who was an intelligence analyst when she served, April Fitzsimmons, who did a show called The Need to Know here at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City this summer. And we hope to continue to work with all of those veterans.
We've been speaking with Keith Jeffries, the Artistic Director of the United States Veterans Artist Alliance. Thank you for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.